When can I retire? Can I retire in my 30s? Can I retire in my 40s? You know, my income is 50,000. How can I save more?
Hello and welcome to the Josh Talks podcast, where we speak to inspiring individuals across India. I'm your host, Siddhant Nag, and today we're speaking to Pranjal Kamra, a seasoned value investor and YouTuber who's focused on empowering investors and spreading financial awareness. Hello, Pranjal. Glad to have you on the Josh Talks podcast. I wanted to begin our conversation today with a much forgotten subject, budgets. These determine our financial flexibility and our capacities. According to you, how can we budget without distractions?
I think, you know, bahut strict budgeting, if it is, it's not going to work, because this is something that we are supposed to do all our life, or at least all our working life, and that kills the motivation. You know, we can study for the exams because we know in 2 months this will be done with, and we'll then go on a holiday and live free. But when we think about budgeting, we might do it for a couple of months, and then we keep asking ourselves, yaar, ye kab tak karna hai? 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, am I going to live life like this? No, I don't want to. Let's chuck it, I don't want to do this. Let's live paycheck to paycheck. So that happens. So I think more than budgeting, what's important is how can you make more out of your current income? So there are two things. One is how can you make more? We'll deal with that probably if a question arises. But the second question is how can I make more of what I already earn? So for example, you know, a lot of people keep their money, if they are freelancers, if they run their own small business, in actually current accounts. Or if you are a salaried individual, probably in a savings account. Whereas in a current account, you're getting 0%. In a savings account, you're getting 2.5%. And if you just ask your banker to activate auto sweep in that, your account instantly starts earning 6.57%. So the same amount of money is now earning 4% more. And you did not compromise on anything. Not your lifestyle, your money is not locked in. You enjoy the flexibility of a current account and a savings account, but you're earning 4% more. So this is a very simple hack. Another example, you know, if someone is buying gold, Indians, we are fond of gold. So when we buy gold, we pay 3 to 5% of GST, depends, and then minimum 8 to 15% of making charges. So that means anytime we are buying jewelry, we are paying 20% above what the price of the gold is. Whereas, if we are simply buying sovereign gold bond, we are not paying GST, we are not paying making charges, we get it from the stock market at a discount of usually 5%, and we get a 2.5% of annual interest on it. So that means buying physical gold versus sovereign gold bond, I'm saving 30% on gold. Same amount of money, same returns, higher returns, and you got it for 25%, 30% cheaper. So I think rather than budgeting, if we just make sure that this is the best use of my money.
That's an amazing thought. But tell us, how can we deal with that end of month feeling when there is a minimal amount left in our accounts? How can we better manage our spending?
You know, if you want to just start your financial planning, 1,000 rupees is fine, 2,000 is fine. You know, we need to realize that your salary will not be the same. It will rise. And it's important. And along with it, the liabilities will also rise. So never look at it from absolute numbers point of view. I earn 30K, therefore I can only invest in 2K. Why invest 2K? It's not much. Rather than that, have this discipline that no matter what my income is, I'll invest 10% of it or 20% of it. Because we often delay investment thinking, when I'll earn more, I'll save more and then I'll invest. But with your earnings, your liabilities, your expenses also rise. So it's important ki wo discipline humme aa jaye. Whatever my salary is, I will invest 10 to 20% of it. The higher it is, the better, but the percentage doesn't matter. Even if you decide 5%, doing it consistently is what matters. So for example, you know, here's a very good story that I often tell, that the man who invented chess in the ancient time actually goes to the king and says that here is a game, see if you like it. The king really likes the game and says, ask whatever you want to ask, I'll give you any reward you need. So the man says, okay, there are 64 blocks in the chessboard. You put one grain of rice in the first block, double it in the second, then double it in the third and keep doubling it. So that 2 to the power 64, something like that. The king laughs, what kind of stupid fellow you are. I thought you're really intelligent, you invented such a good game, and all you're asking is grain of rice. Sure, he orders his army to give it to him. The minister actually, after some time, runs back to the king and says, the entire rice of the kingdom is over and we still can't fulfill the demand because 2 to the power 64 is something in trillions. So that's equal to the volume of Mount Everest actually. So, you know, even if you start with a grain, the important lesson here is you need to give it time. Those 64 blocks were 64 years in investing sense, or 64 months or whatever. You starting small is not a problem. Staying in the market, because on an average, you know, if you're investing in mutual funds, you will double your money every 4 years. So if you don't have a lot of money, you can start 4 years early. And, you know, by starting early, your money doubled in 4 years. So you had double the money if you would have started later. So you could always compensate. Your salary will increase. Ensure that the discipline maintains that 10%, 15%, 20%.
Pranjal, can you help us understand what a financial plan is and how can one create this?
In my case also, most of my wealth is actually my active income, right? It's not that I have made crores out of the stock market. That takes time. It will take probably 10 years down the line. If you'll invite me, I can say that yes, I have substantial income generated through stocks. Because stock market takes time. No one becomes a millionaire in the stock market by starting with a few lakh rupees in 5 years. It takes time. So at the age we are in, and if we are first generation hustlers, sort of, we don't have a lot of ancestral property, no matter what we do, for the next 10, 15 years, the substantial chunk of our income will actually be active income. And, you know, passive income for a lot of time was actually considered to be a retirement plan. It's in the last few years wherein a lot of influencers like me in the hunt for views have started selling retire in your 20s, 30s, 40s, which might have been, you know, if you're a celebrity, cricketer and things like that, if you're really, really lucky and not just, I would say, a genius, but also good luck combined with it. But realistically, for most of us, it will take 20 years. What a rational advisor tries to say is that you can do it in 15, 20 years. So start now. Don't end up in a situation where you worked for 40 years, but you don't have passive income. Because if you don't have passive income despite working 30, 35, 40 years, then definitely you did have a bad financial plan. So a financial plan can ensure that by the time you have worked for 20 years, you have good passive income. Well, I hear a lot that I want to be my own boss. There's lots of money and there's lots of fame. Let's break down each of those. Lots of fame. So Tim Cook, Satya Nadella, Sundar Pichai, all employees actually. Aditya Puri in India and Chandrasekharan in India. They don't have any less fame and they all are employees, not entrepreneurs. So it's not ki hum entrepreneur rahenge to fame will come. Second, it comes about money. So while on paper, entrepreneurs have larger wealth, say Mukesh Ambani, the richest man, the second richest in the world and whatnot. But the real fact is, even if he tries to sell 1% of his wealth, the other 99% will fall by 80%. Because what will be the news headlines? Mukesh Ambani sells 1% in Reliance. And Reliance share will actually fall by 50%. And his net worth will go by half. So although paper money is there, he cannot use that money. No billionaire entrepreneur can use 99% of that wealth. They cannot. Whereas you see someone like Aditya Puri earning salary, paid tax on that, and his net salary was 100 crores a year. That 100 crore every year is his personal wealth. He can absolutely do anything. So on paper, a salaried employee will never be wealthier. But in reality, probably, I think they enjoy greater flexibility in terms of enjoying their wealth. And regarding flexibility and being your own boss, you know, I think I started with this notion and I realized ki 9 to 5 nahi karna hai, entrepreneur banenge 9 to 9 karna hai. So 9 a.m. to 9 a.m. karna hai. So there's 24 hours of work then. And then regarding, see, all our life na, there is someone who rescues us. So jab hum bachpan mein badmashi karke padosi ke ghar se aate hain, to parents humko bachate hain. School mein teachers save us, college mein there are friends. But when we get into entrepreneurship, now, so for example, we are a team of 70 people now. Last 4 years, I've been into this. And there's this one constant thought. No matter who commits a mistake, ultimately it's on me. And no matter what goes wrong with phenology, if I can't save it, no one can save it. No matter what problem comes, I have to deal with it. Most of us are not used to this. There is always someone who can help us in some way. But in business, and to realize that it's going to be this way forever, till the time I'm running phenology, everyone around me, everyone working for me can make mistakes, I can't. So that's a tough life that way. So yeah, I mean, I'm not saying this is good or this is bad. I'm just saying ki wrong notions hote hain. Grass is always greener on the other side.
If you like what you're hearing and you'd like to hear more inspiring talks like this, then don't forget to click the follow button and the bell icon next to it. Now, let's continue. People often dream about starting their own business, but are just as often restricted by the thought of, what if this startup fails? How does one create a backup plan for this?
A startup journey, which is 6 months, I say that 6 months also startup fails. You hustle in 6 months, you learn so much. You learn marketing, SEO, sales, tech, you learn so much skills that even if after your startup fails, your company has failed, you have still succeeded because you have learned so much that you have become much more employable. And you know, if after running a startup for 6 months, if I go and sit in an interview versus someone who's just out of college, I'll definitely crack that interview. And that's true for all entrepreneurs because they've learned so much. Their risk-taking ability is higher, you know, they've learned how to negotiate, they've learned how to market themselves, bahut sari cheez hai they have learned. And ultimately, agar zyada life skill hogi, to aap do job mein reject hoge, lekin teesre, chauthe, panchve mein select hoge. So even if you fail, the business fails, you have still succeeded.
As we conclude, I wanted your help to address a pertinent issue. Today, there are various influencers on social media that provide information and advice on investing. So how can we best identify whom to trust?
I also had this question. Kyunki main bhi bahut saron ko main dekhta utta nahi hu, but I meet at social events aur milke to sabhi acche lagte hain. So how do you filter out? So I think one thing that has worked for me is the trend wala thing. Who's promoting all the trends? So jabhi crypto high hai, to I'll make videos on crypto. Jabhi there is buy now pay later cards on trend, I'll make videos on buy now pay later cards. Jabhi US stocks are doing well, abhi IND money ya anything like that, main wohi topics promote kar raha hu. So if I'm promoting every trend, tells me ki he or she is not of influencer, is just probably a puppet who's selling what's hot. So I think that's a filter that has worked for me. That's a filter that I use to actually cut off or not make personal relations with those influencers. So yeah, that's I use in my personal life as well. Ki mujhe connected hi nahi rehna.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. Don't forget to click the follow button and the bell icon to keep up with Josh. You could also click the three dots and then the share button to send a dose of inspiration and Josh to your friends and family. We hope that today's episode encourages you to take action and achieve your goals, and we'll see you in the next episode of the Josh Talks podcast with me, Siddhant Nag.